Well, thank you, Lynn, and good morning, everyone. It's Sunday morning, about 10:15 Eastern Time, and we're gathered in the brand new Pal Talk Room, Awakening Together Sanctuary. Somehow you found this room, since you're here. So welcome, everyone, and let's take a few minutes and greet each other as we join in our online sanctuary for this weekly musical celebration, interactive community, teaching, silence, and contemplation. It feels like a brand new year with new beginnings, like a freshly painted room with the smell of fresh paint still lingering on the walls. So you may use the Pal Talk board to type a greeting, give a hug to someone you recognize in the room, or leave a comment like about how you feel today. The music is from one of our members, Laurel Eden, and the song is Love is Who We Are. Is who we are. It's Laurel Eden's song, and yes, it could be our theme song. Has theme song written all over it. Sure does. So at this time, we always give a brief explanation of the purpose of awakening together. I believe Barb DeWater is our administrator today, so Barb D. may post a link to our website where you can find the purpose and values of awakening together. We are an assembly of equals joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, many symbols. We seek to discern one truth and rest in its embrace. You may read more about our purpose and values on our website, and for those listening in on the radio, the website is www.awakening-together.org, and then look under About Us and Purpose and Values. Awakening Together is an online universal assembly of peers. We are dedicated to recognizing and embracing universal wisdom. We strive to free ourselves from the personal beliefs and biases and be open to the continuous flow of universal wisdom. We have five basic core values that guide us on our path. This is like our creed. And very briefly, they are: we recognize an unique inner guidance leading us to awaken to our one true self. We realize everyone is equal with no authority over the spiritual intuition of others. We accept one changeless, non-dual presence or being as our true self. We affirm one true self as the only truth without idolizing any spiritual doctrine. We accept all forms as temporary appearances while we reflect on changeless truth. So to begin, I have a couple of announcements to make. The first Sunday evening of each month, we have a monthly members meeting. The meeting is held in this room, Awakening Together Sanctuary, at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And Regina Don Akers will lead the meeting. She'll talk about some new pages on our website and future events and plans for Awakening Together will also be discussed. And there will be time for questions and answers. The meeting will also be recorded and posted as Awakening Together News. So if you're unable to attend the meeting, you can listen to it at your convenience. As you know, January 1st, our Pal Talk online gathering room got a new name. ACIN Gather became Awakening Together Sanctuary. And ACIN Gather Pal Talk no longer exists. So I know you found the Awakening Together Sanctuary room because you're here. But there may be others in the community who may not yet be aware of this change. So please help spread the word to your friends and on where to find the new Pal Talk room. The name change occurred on the 10th anniversary of Awakening or ACIN Gather, which was started in January of 2004 by David Fishman and Linda Card. A special thank you to both David and Linda for starting the community that we all love and participate in now. So Happy New Year, everyone, and I hope to see you in the sanctuary frequently in 2014. Now is the time for our opening song. And I've selected a piece from the album Blue Dream. It's by Fiona Joy Hawkins. And this is the time to quiet the mind, put away the cares of the day, and just be here. Mm-hmm. The time on our schedule for our invocation. Meditation is a way to quiet the mind. By quieting the mind, you clear the channel for intuition to be noticed. I'll put on some meditation music and lead us in a guided meditation. While the music plays, let us quiet our minds as we close our eyes and focus attention on our breath. Use the breath to calm and to relax ourselves, breathing in peace and exhaling anxiety, breathing in love and exhaling fear, breathing in spirit and exhaling ego. And as we inhale and exhale, through the breath we find stillness, we find calm, we find in this space a spiritual presence in which we all share. This presence permeates us. We feel tension that we hold in our bodies melt away, and we feel our bodies relax. We feel the frustration and anxiety of the mind dissolve, and we are filled with peace. We give ourselves over to this peace, to this light, to this love. And we allow it to be our only reality. And in this reality, we connect with our source. We empty our minds. We lay down our defenses. We open our hearts. We allow the presence of Spirit to guide us, to direct us, to fill us with love. We are grateful for the realization of the presence of Spirit within us. We come together as one in this presence to
experience the love bestowed on us by the Holy Spirit. We are refreshed and joyous in the warm glow of this love and the presence of Spirit. And so it is. Amen.
So our reading today is from Adyashanti. Judy Frisk will read from Adyashanti's book, True Meditation, Discover the Freedom of Pure Awareness by Allowing Everything to Be as It Is.
What would happen if you were to allow everything to be exactly as it is, if you gave up the need for control and instead embraced the whole of your experience in each moment that arose? In the 14 years that he practiced Zen, Adyashanti found that most seasoned meditators had used the practice as an end instead of a means to an end. What he ultimately realized was that only when you let go of all techniques, even the concept of yourself as a meditator, will you open to the art of true meditation, dwelling in the natural state. In his book, True Meditation, Adyashanti asks, "Do meditative techniques have any value? A lot of people, myself included, come from various traditions where meditation is taught as a technique. We are taught various forms of control, such as focusing on the breath or focusing on various parts of the body. In the Zen tradition, we often focus just slightly below the navel. Often we are taught to sit in a certain posture with our back straight and to breathe in a particular way. These techniques and disciplines have been taught for hundreds and thousands of years, and I'm not suggesting that they have no value or merit. They do have value and merit. What I am saying, however, is that it's when we start to let go of these techniques, when we start to let go of this focusing, that we can approach our natural state of being. Often these techniques obscure our natural state of consciousness. When I am leading a retreat, I often begin by saying that I know different people have different ways of meditating and of centering themselves. Some people follow their breath. Some people say a mantra. Some people do deep breathing. And some people do visualizations. I say to the group that to engage these techniques at the beginning of a meditation session is fine. These are perfectly appropriate ways of bringing the mind into the present. They allow you to gather the psychic energy and the resources of the active mind and to pull them into right here and right now. And yet, what I suggest is that in any given period of meditation, we also take time to let go of whatever technique we're using. If I'm following my breath, I also experiment with what happens when I let go of following my breath. What happens when I let go of watching my mind or saying my mantra? These practices may help us gather our attention into the moment. That's their primary value. But once our attention is in the present, then the invitation is to let go of these techniques and to start to investigate our natural state of being. And so, I have found that often, if we are not careful, these ancient traditions and techniques, many of which I myself was taught, and which have great value, become an end instead of a means to an end. People end up with what is simply a discipline. They end up watching their breath for years and years and years, becoming perfect at watching their breath. But in the end, spirituality is not about watching the breath. It's about waking up from the dream of separateness to the truth of unity. That's what it's about. and this can get forgotten if we adhere too closely to technique. So we might start with a little technique, a little watching the breath, saying a prayer, saying a mantra, using a visualization. But my suggestion is always that we should move relatively soon into a curiosity about what happens when we allow everything to be as it is. At this point, we start to transition from control of mind into true meditation. It's a revolutionary transition. A lot of people I've met have forgotten that transition, forgotten to let that transition happen. They've forgotten that the point comes relatively soon when you can and should let go of control.
Thank you, Judy, for reading from Adyashanti's book, True Meditation. Today, I want to talk about meditation. Meditation is a way to quiet the mind. By quieting the mind, you clear the channel for intuition to be noticed. By quieting the mind, you open a way for communication with the Holy Spirit. By quieting the mind, you clear the way for that still, small voice of your true self to be heard. But let's back up a bit. What is meditation? Despite all its popularity, today very few of us truly know what meditation is. Some regard meditation as the mental concentration on something. Others consider that we meditate when we imagine something that gives us peace or satisfaction. When we take a look at various explanations of meditation, another thing we often see is that meditation is defined as taking a moment to sit quietly or to ponder. True meditation, however, is much more than this. It's a state of profound, deep peace that occurs when the mind is calm and silent and yet completely alert. This is just the beginning of an inner transformation that takes us to a higher level of awareness. This enables us to fulfill our true human potential. Meditation is surrender. It is not thinking. It is the vehicle that connects us, both our true self and that which is beyond ourself. Meditation is the thing that nourishes us and nourishes our spirit. Simply put, it is our connection with the divine. Okay, so you ask, what are the benefits of meditation in my daily life? The benefits gained from meditation include a healthy distancing from the stressful things of life. Meditation helps you to witness that which is stressful. It helps you to see things clearly as from a distance and focus on all the good things in life. Meditation relaxes us, enriches us with peace and joy and optimism. It actually transforms a human being gradually and deeply into a peaceful and happy individual. And this happens without great effort, thought, or concentration. The Zen master, poet, and philosopher Richard Rose said, "Meditation will provide material for meditation if we just observe the observer." So here are some key points about meditation. In the past 40 years, meditation has entered the mainstream of modern Western culture and has been prescribed by physicians and practiced by everyone from business executives, artists, and scientists to students and teachers and military personnel. And, on a promising note, politicians. Meditation can be an effective form of stress reduction and has the potential to improve quality of life and decrease health care costs. Meditation is effortless and leads to a state of thoughtless awareness, in which the excessive stress-producing activity of the mind is neutralized without reducing alertness or effectiveness. Truly, a man can be in meditation while doing his day's labors, just as another man can be very far from meditation while sitting in a lotus position on top of a mountain. Authentic meditation enables one to focus on the present moment rather than dwell on the past or future, the unchangeable past, or the undetermined future. Lao Tzu said, "If you are depressed, you are living in the past. If you are anxious, you are living in the future. If you are at peace, you are living in the present." I'd like to mention seven myths of meditation. Despite all the growing popularity of meditation, prevailing misconceptions about the practice are a barrier that prevents many people from trying meditation and receiving its profound benefits for the mind and body and spirit. So here, dispelled, are seven of the most common meditation myths. Myth number one, meditation is difficult and requires concentration. Well, the truth is, meditation is easy and fun to learn. One reason why meditation may seem difficult is that we try too hard to concentrate. We're overly attached to results, or we're not sure that we're doing it right. Concentration is an effort to fix the attention of a particular object or idea for a long period of time. You do not need to concentrate while meditating so much as you need to purify your attention. Practicing forgiveness is one way to purify one's attention. When you notice your thoughts drifting during meditation, simply bring your attention back and say in your heart, "I forgive everyone and I forgive myself." Myth number two. You have to quiet your mind in order to have a successful meditation practice. Actually, meditation isn't about stopping our thoughts or trying to empty our mind. We can't really stop or control our thoughts, but we can decide how much attention to give to them. When we meditate, we use an object of attention, such as our breath, or an image, or a mantra, which allows our mind to relax into the silent stream of awareness. When thoughts arise, we don't need to judge them or try to push them away. Instead, we gently return our attention to our object of attention. Myth number three, it takes years of dedicated practice to receive any benefits from meditation. Many scientific studies provide evidence that meditation has profound effects on the mind and body physiology within just weeks of practice. People experience decreased anxiety and greater feelings of calm. It also produced growth in the areas of the brain associated with memory and empathy, a sense of self, and stress regulation. Myth number four, meditation is just escapism. No, the real purpose of meditation isn't to tune out and get away from it all, but to tune in and get in touch with your true self. You dive below the mind's churning surface, which tends to be filled with negative thoughts about the past or words about the future. into still point of pure consciousness. You let go of the stories that you've been telling yourself about who you are and what is limiting you and where you fall short, and you experience the truth that is your deepest self, which is infinite and unbounded, allowing you to return to your natural state of wholeness and love. And myth number 5, I don't have enough time to meditate. Well, if you make meditation a priority, you will do it. Even just a few minutes of the meditation is beneficial. When we spend time meditating on a regular basis, we actually have more time. When we meditate, we slip into consciousness, outside of time and space. Our breathing and heart rate slow down. Our blood pressure lowers. Our body decreases stress. In meditation, we are in a state of restful alertness that is extremely refreshing for the body and the mind. People are able to accomplish more while doing less. They spend more and more time in the flow, aligned with universal intelligence that orchestrates everything. Myth number 6. Meditation requires spiritual or religious beliefs. Meditation takes us beyond the noisy chatter of the mind into stillness and silence. It doesn't require a specific spiritual belief, and it doesn't conflict with current religious beliefs. Some meditate in order to experience inner quiet and the numerous physical and mental health and benefits of the practice, including lowered blood pressure, stress reduction, and restful sleep. Myth number 7. I'm supposed to have transcendent experiences in meditation. Well, the truth is, some people are disappointed when they don't experience visions, or see colors, or levitate, or hear a choir of angels, or glimpse enlightenment when they meditate. Although we can have a wide variety of wonderful experiences when we meditate, including feelings of bliss and oneness, but these aren't the purpose of the practice. The real benefits of meditation are what happens in the other hours of the day, when we're going about our daily lives. When we emerge from our meditation session, we carry some of the stillness and silence of our practice with us, allowing us to be more creative, compassionate, centered, and loving to ourselves and to everyone we encounter. Meditation is really easy. Bob Ferguson, who Lynn Anderson recently discovered and shared with me, makes learning meditation really easy. Bob says, "Let's first play a little game, but you have to be honest. It won't hurt, at least at first. And you just need to answer a few very simple questions. Where are your hands? Put your attention into your hands right now. Can you feel them? Good. Now look inside your head. Can you hear the inner voices talking? Who talks? And who hears? Where do you see or hear these thoughts? Where do they come from? If one of these thoughts causes pleasure or pain, where does that take place? Now, who sees the thought or feels the pleasure or pain? There, you've successfully meditated. Carry on, go within, and good luck." Here are some meditation tips for beginners. Meditation may turn out to be one of the most rewarding things you ever do. As you begin or continue on your meditation journey, here are some tips. Deepak Chopra has some suggestions that may help you on your way. First of all, have no expectations. Sometimes the mind is too active to settle down, and sometimes it settles down immediately. Sometimes it goes quiet, but the person doesn't notice. Anything can happen. Give it a chance by letting go. Secondly, be easy with yourself. Meditation isn't about getting it right or wrong. It's about letting your mind find its true nature. A student went to his meditation teacher one day and said, "My meditation is horrible. I feel so distracted. My legs ache. I'm constantly falling asleep. It's just horrible." "It will pass," said the teacher, matter-of-factly. And a week later, the student came back to his teacher. He says, "My meditation is wonderful. I feel so aware, so peaceful, so alive. It's just wonderful." "It will pass," the teacher replied, matter-of-factly. You may want to try using aids to begin with, like gaze at a flickering flame of a candle. You may simply follow the in and out of your breathing. Breathe in, breathe out, not paying attention to your thoughts at all. It's said in yoga, it's just one thing after another. Breathe, breathe, breathe. There are many kinds of mantra meditation. A mantra is that which is uttered in meditation. It's a phonetization of vibrations into specific sounds, like om, which have a direct effect on the inner being. Mantras can be used to clear a problem or a blockage and achieve a state of thoughtless awareness, where a person's spiritual nature begins to manifest spontaneously. Listen to meditative music to help establish your attention. Music is an aid to meditation. While listening to gentle music, we observe a positive shift in our attention. The attention that was involved in worries or problems now gets subtler and steadier. Meditation thus becomes spontaneous and effortless. And really be there. If your meditation is somewhere else, and your attention is somewhere else, thinking about the next appointment, or errand, or meal, of course you won't find silence. To meditate, your intention must be clear and free of other obligations. Pick a place or a time when you are alone in a quiet place to meditate, and unplug the phone. Make sure no one is going to disturb you. The mind wants to find its source in silence. And find a technique that resonates with you. Don't stick with meditation techniques that aren't leading you to inner silence. Self-discipline makes meditation easier. A routine of twice daily meditation in itself makes meditation easier with each passing day. Here are some other meditation tips for beginners. It takes practice to achieve a peaceful state of being, and patience is a key component of our progress through meditation. So establish a regular practice. Realize the importance of your daily meditation and fully embrace it mentally and emotionally. Say to yourself, "It is for my own benefit. And this is both a treat and a treatment for my heart, mind, body, and soul. So I better enjoy it and respect it." Establish a regular practice and remain patient as meditation grows stronger with repetition. Be flexible with your time, but make sure that you have about 15 minutes a day for a meeting with yourself. Think about this. How easily do we waste 15 minutes a day? What about saving, or even more, investing this time? Two men met on a street, and one says to the other, "Hi, how are you?" The other man replies, "I'm fine, thanks." "And how is your son? Is he still unemployed?" "Yes, but now he is meditating." "Meditating? What's that?" "I don't know, but it's better than sitting around doing nothing." So begin the day with a short morning meditation. Beginning the day in a state of peace or silence makes the whole day go better. Get up early in the morning and meditate for 5 or 10 minutes. And then open up during meditation. Allow yourself to be an open system. Receive and give energy, palms wide open, facing up. Let your mind be open and just stay quiet. A meditation student asked his teacher, "Well, if I'm open-minded, won't my brains fall out?" And the teacher replied, "No, just keep your mouth shut at the same time." Establish the quality of forgiveness within. Forgiveness is the door to thoughtless awareness. If thoughts still come up to your attention, say, "I forgive. I forgive." Meditation is about letting go. Meditation is not about concentrating or focusing or visualizing or trying to stop your thoughts. It's normally very difficult to stop our minds altogether. In reality, meditation is a state of thoughtless awareness. It's not an act of doing, it's a state of awareness. We are either in the state or we are not, regardless of what we are doing in life. It's about letting go and surrendering to that inner silence. In other words, don't just do something, sit there. And then leave all your worries. During meditation, if any thought or worry comes to you, just surrender them. Clear out the problems. Be empty. Don't worry. Be happy. As Bob Marley reminded us in his song, "Don't worry, be happy." So use meditation throughout your daily life. Anytime you feel like during the day, you can go into a meditative mood, whether at work, in front of a computer, or driving your car. Get into a meditative mood and allow yourself to do a thought, to get into a thoughtless awareness. As Judy read to us in Adyashanti's book, True Meditation, Adyashanti says, "So we might start with a little technique, a little watching of the breath, saying a prayer, saying a mantra, using a visualization, but my suggestion is always that we should move relatively soon into a curiosity about what happens when we allow everything to be as it is. At this point, we start to transition from control of the mind into true meditation. It's a revolutionary transition. A lot of people I've met have forgotten that transition, forgotten to let the transition happen. They've forgotten that the point comes relatively soon when you can and should let go of control." So this is a time for meditation or contemplation, and keeping with today's topic in mind, I'm going to play a guided meditation by Abraham. The meditation is for physical well-being. This is also a time when we invite you to make a donation to Awakening Together. And Bob D. will post a link where you may, if you like, make a donation to Awakening Together. We deeply appreciate all of your gifts and offerings. They help support the organization Awakening Together. And we acknowledge that all giving comes from the hearts of our members and friends. And we are truly grateful, and we thank you for your gifts and offerings.
It is nice to have an opportunity to visit with you for the purpose of tuning to your natural rhythm of well-being. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your intelligent body is comprised of trillions of cells, seeking and finding alignment and balance at all times. Breathe in. Breathe out. There is no greater advantage that you could offer to your body than this gentle releasing of resistance right now. Your natural state is one of absolute well-being, and in the absence of resistance, your physical body must thrive. Breathe in. Breathe out. By deliberately focusing upon good-feeling thoughts, you allow your physical cells to return to their natural balance. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathing deeply is the key, softly hearing our words and allowing gentle alignment with the energy of your source. Breathe in. Breathe out. The cells of your body are guided by Source and have the ability to find their balance no matter what, every time. You will not only find recovery from unwanted conditions, but a steady maintaining of well-being will ensue. Breathe in. Breathe out. As you listen and breathe and release and relax, the maintaining of a good feeling body will come easily. Breathe in. Breathe out. Even unwanted conditions that have been with you for a while will gradually diminish until they no longer exist. Breathe in. Breathe out. By releasing resistance a little more every day, you will feel the power that creates worlds flowing through you. Just breathing and listening, not to make something happen, but for the pleasure and comfort of alignment. Breathe in. Breathe out. Your physical body will respond very quickly, to the absence of resistance that you are feeling now while you breathe. Breathe in. Breathe out. There is no physical body, no matter what the condition, that cannot return to its natural state of well-being. Breathe in. Breathe out. These words that you are hearing are not about your body, but about your allowing and your alignment of Source. Your body is a reflection of the balance of your thought, and this release of resistance will produce positive change. Breathe in. Breathe out. Beginning with the cells of your physical body, physical improvement will sweep through you at every level. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are a vibrational being with non-physical roots, and your body is an extension of that non-physical source. Breathe in. Breathe out. You are doing extremely well. Physical well-being is flowing to you. Relax and enjoy the unfolding. Breathe in. Breathe out. Feel appreciation for what is and eagerness for what is coming. There is great love here for you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out.
So now we have about 15 minutes for sharing. So I invite you to share your thoughts based on today's teaching about meditation. So just raise your hand and I will pass the mic over to you. Fran W., I noticed that you've had your hand up during the entire service. I'm not sure if you had a question or if you raised your hand and forgot to put it down or what. And I don't know exactly, I'm not familiar with Fran W. But I will go ahead and turn the mic over to you.
Hi, it's Lynn. I'll take the mic for a minute and then hand it over. Phil, I just wanted to let you know how much I'm enjoying this. And it was so funny when you said, when you wanted to play that little game and said, where are your hands? I've been noticing that when I am not aware of my hands in my meditation, then I know I am going into a nice deep meditation. So I really appreciate all of this. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Regina, go ahead and take the mic.
I just thought I would introduce Francine, who said she didn't mean to have her hand up. But Francine lives here in Pueblo West. She is Danielle's mother. Francine is also Awakening Together's volunteer administrative assistant. Many of you have probably gotten emails from Francine, but they were signed with my name. Francine is the one who actually receives the donations and logs them in the database and sends you thank you notes signed with my name. But she's the one doing all of that work. And I really appreciate it because it's extremely helpful to me. So everyone say hello to Fran W., and I will release the mic. And, yes, she was on the Israel trip, Barb, so you have met her in person, yes. She went on both the June Israel trip in 2012, and she also walked the Jesus Trail with me, with us all, when we went to Israel again in March of 2013.
Well, okay, thank you for that explanation, and welcome, Francine. I appreciate meeting you. And thank you for all of the work that you do for the Foundation and for Awakening Together. So I welcome anyone else that would have any comments or sharing to give. Just raise your hand, and we'll turn the mic over to you. So does anyone else have any comments or want to describe the way that they meditate or have any... go ahead, Regina. Thank you.
Yeah, it's funny because as soon as I stuck my head up, you said, does anybody else want to describe the way that they meditate? And that's exactly why I put my hand up, was to describe that, because when you were sharing all of the tips today, which I thought were wonderful. In fact, Phil, I plan to add the audio from not the entire gathering today, but the part where you're teaching. I'm going to go ahead and add that to our True Meditation course in MPP. I think it's perfect. But the one thing I didn't hear was what I use. For some reason, and I don't know why, I meditate well, wonderfully, easily, however you want to describe it, when there's something in my hands. I don't know why that is. I do remember I used to be a corporate trainer. And as a corporate trainer, we were taught how to help people pay attention and learn. And we were taught that some people pay attention better, they listen better, if there's something in their hands. And so we had all these little toys that we would throw onto the tables for people who needed to grab the toys and play with them. Like, and they're toys that actually, they don't steal your attention. They're toys that make your attention available. Like one was the little balls. You've probably seen them with little spiky things on them so that you kind of roll the ball around in your hand and it kind of massages your hand. Stuff like that. Other things were things that you can kind of twist and bend into all different kinds of shapes. Without breaking them. And I was always, flat stone would work. I was always the type of student, when I was a student in a training class that had toys, I was always one who grabbed the toy. And again, the toy wasn't distracting for me. The toy, somehow, I don't know why, playing with something in my hand emptied the mind and made the attention available. And so, I've always had something in my hand when I meditate, different things that I use. Sometimes I actually just hold a pen in my hand. I have a notebook on my lap and a pen in my hand, and if something comes to write, I write, but just having that pen in my hand is helpful. I have a beautiful rosary. I have, right now, I'm holding in my hand a little stone with 2 feet carved in it. It's supposed to be the feet of Shiva that I got when I was in India. I love holding that. Yeah, the rosary beads I use. I don't say the rosary. I just play with the beads. I have a tiny, tiny Bible, 1 inch by 1 inch, that a friend gave me that actually opens and you can thumb through the pages. And sometimes I hold that. But for some reason, for me, as long as there's my hands, the palms of my hands have something, then the mind is not distracted naturally. The heart is open naturally. And I just thought I would share that in case there's someone else out there who is still looking for what makes it easy for them. Maybe try holding something, allowing your hands to kind of be with something and see if that's helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Regina. That was very helpful. Thank you for the additional suggestion or tip for beginners or for continuing meditators. So is there anyone else that would like to share their methods of meditation or the benefits that they receive? How does it feel for you? I notice when I meditate, I don't have a necessarily set time that I meditate every day, but I find myself meditating throughout the day. Every once in a while, I'll just sit quietly and reflect or start meditating, you know, for 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll get up and go on my way or come back to what I was doing before. Very frequently, as I begin my day, I kind of wait and allow the Holy Spirit speak to me about what to do next. And I always receive an answer. Sometimes I call the answer coming from my guides or my angels, but I always receive inspiration for where to go next, or what to do next, or what to accomplish. Sometimes when I walk out into the backyard before I start my gardening or work in the yard, I just pause and spend a few moments without really thinking about what I'm going to do, but just being empty and open, and then walk out and my attention will be guided to something. So it's an ongoing process. I enjoy, you know, just being quiet and listening for the Holy Spirit to speak to me throughout the day. So anyone else, please raise your hand. Yeah, there are a lot of meditations on the internet, so it's easy to just Google meditation or guided meditation or whatever, and you'll find lots of different ideas or different music, different things that you can use to as aids to meditation. It was Esther Hicks that has a guide, you know, that she channels called Abraham. So if you Google Esther Hicks Abraham, you'll find quite a number of meditations like the last one that I played for a guided meditation on the internet, and you can listen to those and gain a lot of benefit just by Googling meditation on the internet and seeing what you get. Okay, well, I appreciate all of the comments, and I don't spend a lot of time looking at the board while I'm teaching, so, you know, I'll go back and look at some of the other comments or questions later. But I tend to have, I used to be able to multitask, but, you know, I tend to not be able to do that as much anymore, so I either have to concentrate on what I'm doing or or to read comments on the board, and I can't do both. But I appreciate your being here today. Your attendance is welcome and wonderful all the time. And at this time, I will go ahead and play our closing song. This is from Bob Marley, and it's Don't Worry, Be Happy.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy.
Happy.
Can I give you my phone number? When you worry, call me. I need you happy.
Don't worry. Be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gas to make you smile. But don't worry. Be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Now there, this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note, like good little children. Don't worry,
be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble. But when you worry, you make it trouble. But don't worry. Be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't
worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry. Don't worry. Don't do it. Be happy. Just smile on your face. Don't bring everybody back. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Bob Marley, don't worry, be happy. The problem with playing that song is that it sticks with me all day long. It gets stuck in my mind and goes over and over and over. Don't worry, be happy. So I want to thank you all today for your attendance. Thanks to our reading assistant, Judy Frisk, and to our administrator, Bob Derwater. And please stay, if you can, and join us for an hour of fellowship immediately following, right here in this room. So I will release the mic to you, Lynn.
All right. Thank you so much, Phil Frisk. And yeah, what a wonderful